Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Our lead story tonight, with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana set to deliver Budget 2025 on the 19th of February. South Africa is facing some tough economic realities. What are they? Well, slow growth, rising debt, and an urgent need to maintain investor confidence. The government has got to strike a delicate balance between spending and fiscal discipline, but it's also got to ensure structural reform in energy, transport, and manufacturing. But there's also limited room for tax hikes, and there are growing debt concerns. So where on earth are we left as far as all of this is concerned? Let's try and cut through the trees here. Martin Ackerman is with us, Chief Economist at Citadel. Martin, a very warm welcome to you. Let me start with the biggest picture then, or the big picture. What are the chief economic challenges, difficulties that the minister is facing heading into budget 2025? Not a lot of room to maneuver.
No, you're 100% right there. It's, your intro made it quite clear that we're between a rock and a hard place. The sad thing is, we can almost play this for the last 5 years. For the last five budgets, medium-term budgets included, we always say this is going to be a very tough one. The minister needs to have a fine balancing act. And the reason for that is quite simple. It is not because we are spending more than linked to inflation. It is just because the economy for the last 5 years are still stagnating. And we're not seeing economic growth picking up. And as a result of that, tax revenue is under huge pressure. And that means that we need to go and borrow more. So this is almost a repeat of the movie, like I've said, over the last couple of years. So the most important thing, again, during this budget is to say, well, what can we do and what are they doing to actually try and get us out of this growth trap? Because high growth will fix many of the issues that we are facing.
And getting out of that trap, Martin, is balancing growth with fiscal discipline, as I mentioned a little earlier. But that's very difficult to achieve. So I wonder how realistic that is, given government's current high debt levels.
Yeah, so the problem is, while we patiently wait for higher, more sustainable growth, and we can get back to that, the most important thing then is to make sure that you keep expenses under control. So now you're talking about the big things in the budget, like the wage bill. So, don't increase the number of people in the public sector. Make sure that you don't pay excessive inflation increases. I saw today it seems like they're going to settle on about 5.5, which is still higher than inflation, but, at least it's not closer to 10%. So try and keep those things under control, because also remember a lot of that spending that, for example, the interest payment, we can't get away from that. We need to balance the budget by borrowing more. And as a result of that, 22% of the budget is going to service interest. The wage bill that we just spoke about, not much that we can do about that unless you start firing a big part of the public sector, which is not popular. And that leaves you with, not a lot to spend on the real issues, which is things like structural reform, logistical networks, education, healthcare. So it is to find the balancing act between those things that's eating up whatever revenue gets, focusing on where we need to spend to really get the economy going, and then dealing with a very mediocre revenue side, which is a function of low economic growth. And we've been managing that for the last couple of years by borrowing more, and the foreigners are willing to help us there. Well, not the foreigners, only the local investment community as well, because we got very attractive yields, but that is not sustainable. So I guess the challenge for the minister again is to say, how in this very challenging environment can we still just balance the budget, keep that primary surplus, which is very important, try and prevent debt dynamics running away. But then importantly, again, getting back to the table and say, what do we need to do to actually get the growth going? Because that will sort out most of our problems.
And all the while this is happening, the clock is ticking louder. How much longer can we keep borrowing before patience runs out?
Now, so the every budget, they tell us that the debt to GDP number is going to, top out, peak out over the next budget framework, the next 3 years. But slowly that number is getting higher year after year after year. So, you know, Minister Mboweni at the time warned about a debt spiral. We're fortunate that we avoided that for the time being. But, you know, we're definitely not out of the woods yet. So, yes, the clock is ticking. And, you know, I would say that, you know, we need to get more sustainable growth probably in the next 3 years. Otherwise, you know, if we don't get that, we need to start trimming back on other important things in the budget. And that's a real risk. You know, the moment you can't keep on paying social grants or keep social grants linked to inflation, now you're creating a social challenge that can be quite, negative for the economy. That's on the local side. Now, we know that to get growth going, you know, we need to fix the structural issues, and we are making some progress on the electricity front. Next in line is all the logistical issues, the ports, the rails, and there's some legislation on the table. But we know that, you know, those things don't happen overnight. So you first remove the red tape, provide tax incentives like they did with the solar, and then probably 2 years later you start to see the results. So even if we assume that this year we will be full out implementing some of these policies, the results in the economy is probably only going to show up in the next 3 years. And then, just as an aside, unfortunately, you know, suddenly we're dealing with a global economy that is much more volatile. We have a very open economy, so suddenly we're facing those headwinds. And just all the kind of tension that's developing as we speak between us and some of our biggest trading partners like the US. That is another hurdle that's going to prove, well, it can, you know, be a hurdle in terms of getting us to where we want to be if we don't play that right. So that, you know, is not a budget issue, but that is definitely something that we need to keep in mind as part of getting to more sustainable numbers.
And Martin, just a final one. We can't have this conversation without referencing tax. We know that the tax burden in this country is already high. Are you expecting any major tax hikes, or is government inevitably going to have to look elsewhere for revenue?
Yeah, so I think, you know, in terms of most of our taxes, we like you said, pretty much on the upper range. They talk about the Laffer curve, which implies that even though they increase the tax rates, the marginal increase in revenue might be not in line with that, because, you know, people think differently how they pay tax. They might even think about leaving the country and have a different tax jurisdiction. And I think Treasury is well aware of that. Also, you know, we've been in this kind of squeeze for the last number of years, like we said. So they already had the opportunity to really increase tax, but they always tried to find other solutions, especially on maintaining expenses and trying to manage the debt demand. But never say never. So I know that Treasury is looking into alternative ways to broaden the tax base, other areas where they could potentially increase tax revenue. So I don't think it's off the table. And probably one of the maybe not the most popular one, but the one where you know exactly what you're going to get from today, from tomorrow, is the VAT rate. Because the VAT rate most people pay, you'll get it from tomorrow. It's very different from, let's say, capital gains tax, where the investor can decide whether they're going to make those changes and pay the tax. But especially in a year like last year, you know, hiking VAT is not very popular in an election year. So those things, you know, yeah, we can't say it's not going to happen, but that's definitely a possibility that could probably come into the budget, especially if they start thinking about making the VAT a variable VAT rate, so very low on typical stuff. You know, there's already things excluded, the zero VAT on like bread and those things, that component they can increase. But you can also go and make a big case to say, well, you've got a variable VAT system where you pay very low VAT on consumer staples, but on consumer discretionary, you know, you can double the VAT rate. So right. If you want to go and buy a fancy car, you're going to pay more. So those things, I think, is something that one can't just say it's not going to happen. There's definitely a possibility for that, given where we are at this point in time.
Well, I guess the hard truth is going to be revealed in a week's time. Martin Ackermann, thank you very much indeed, Chief Economist at Citadel.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.